Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We are about to connect to Revolution Radio. I think they're on break.
We are on break at the moment.
Okay, so you disconnected from the studio?
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you want me to put you on hold then?
Well, I got about maybe a minute and a half.
Okay, I'll put you on hold just for like 30 seconds, and I'll run up to the restroom and be right back. There?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
It's about to go to back to your host.
All right, fantastic.
I'm going to put the number out there for call-ins, too.
Cool.
Here we go.
All right.
It in.
Revolution. Here you go. Listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listeners supported radio. Now we answer to you to your host.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Mad Painter, and this is Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and I want to remind everybody we are totally listener-funded, so if you got a buck or two, we'd appreciate it. We've reached a halfway point, and nobody's gotten killed, and they haven't abandoned me. If you want to like to call in and talk, the number's 347-688-2902, and during the break, we were joined by one of our other hosts, Mark Snyder. How you doing this morning, Mark?
Mad Painter, I'm doing great. I'm so glad you connected to me via Blog Talk. I've got several interesting clips here, one of which from Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, who compares Putin with our current administration. So if you like, I could play that one and then...
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, let's do this one first, and I'd like to hear what the folks connected think of this.
The bottom line on this is Russia has a real leader. May not like him, and I don't, but he is brilliant and ruthless. He has clear goals, and he moves straight toward those goals. The West lacks a leader. Like it or not, the President of the United States is the de facto leader of the West, and our President just is he's incapable and unwilling to lead. The weakness is phenomenal. Now, you know, we are not as weaker than we were in the Carter years. I was in that military. It was pathetic. Our military today is the best in the world, best in our history, although Obama wants to dismantle it. We're also immensely wealthier than the Carter years. The problem is that as a president, Obama is far weaker than Carter, and he's probably the worst president we've ever had. He is a man who is incapable of making a hard decision. And by the way, one other key point. Vladimir Putin believes in Russia. He believes in Russia's destiny, its mission. Obama does not believe in American exceptionalism. He does not
Hang on. That is a powerful commentary. KT gets the last word.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right.
The bottom line on this is...
Okay, Painter, I wanted to throw that out for the group.
You've got it down pat.
I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, I don't know if you have any callers connected, but I'd like to hear what your callers have to say.
Oh, yeah, we got Wally, Jerry, and Bona with us.
Okay.
Hey, Mark. Mark, you know, I agree 100%. I mean, if you're going to take that office, you must be a leader, and leader for the people, not for certain few. And that's what we're seeing with this person that is sitting in the Oval Office. Well, I should say sitting on Air Force One, because they say he's the only man that so far has taken more vacation than been on Air Force One more than any other president. George Bush has been, you know, more vacations than any other one. But
got to make that tea time.
Exactly. And, you know, to hear, and I'm surprised people aren't waking up and saying, hey, come on, start running the country, quit running the golf course.
Now,
we might want the buffoon not actually making it worse, huh? And thinking he's actually got power to do what he thinks he wants. We'd be in bigger trouble.
I didn't know that Bush was still ahead of him on vacation time. Is that true?
That's what I hear. He's ahead of him on vacation time. But as for Air Force One, which in turn cost taxpayers $33,000 per hour per plane to keep in the air. Now, you know, when he flies on one way, the other one flies the other way with the two jets. And if he needs a helicopter to get to the golf course, and that two of them also, one goes with each of those. So, you know,
it's all Pentagon spending, because isn't the military actually in charge of this country? Or is it the UN? I forgot.
It's hard to tell.
Would you like my input?
Yes, please.
Well, you're looking at Putin, which was one of the higher-ups in the KGB, and he's very rich, very powerful, and very determined. And you're looking at our president, who went from a community organizer to the president of the United States. I don't know what more I need to say.
Well,
community organizer to the president of the United States, basically. He took a brief stop in Congress. He didn't bring any laws to the floor. There's no comparison, really. There's no leadership there.
So he was put in power, is what you're saying.
Well, absolutely. He was placed in power by the Saudis. Absolutely. The Saudis paid for his school. We don't even know who the man is, for crying out loud. He doesn't even have a real birth certificate. He doesn't have a Social Security number that says. He's got 12 aliases.
12?
I don't know who he is.
12 aliases? Is that right?
That's what they're saying.
My goodness.
I don't put it past it.
I'm sure Sean David Morton could give you a list. I've heard at least 12 from Sean.
Have you? Now, Sean's a trip. I love listening to Sean. He knows his stuff, too, and he's funny.
Yeah.
From my understanding, the only job that took out taxes on Obama was giving a false Social Security number to.
Social Security number that he has supposedly is from some dead man in the 20s or something. I mean, we don't even know who he is. How does he know where he's going? How could he possibly lead anybody anywhere? He's a constitutional lawyer, and yet he's broken everything in the Constitution. What can I tell you?
Right.
You know, the big issue's always been his birth certificate, but did you know that Sasha and Malia, they also do not have birth certificates?
Oh.
You know, is this part of not being a straw man to where they're not part of the United States like we are supposed to not be part of because we're supposedly dead and someone needed to take over our estates?
Right.
But the two girls.
At this point in time, I really don't care where he came from. He could come from Mars. My problem is where he's taking us.
Exactly.
I don't want to go there.
I hear that now.
Boy, that's very well said.
I believe what we're witnessing is a power struggle myself.
Yeah, don't you enjoy being hated by the rest of the world because we've gone in there to take over just as Americans? But it's not the Americans. It's all the political of the whole world. And then we can even encounter the religion part of that. But who are they getting their tickets from?
You know, the way this is running, it almost reminds you of the story of Pinocchio and how he was kidnapped to Treasure Island. Think about that story from way back when, and it's almost the times we're in right now. We're all being kidnapped, being taken to Treasure Island to be taken advantage of.
Thank God for Jiminy Cricket, man.
Yeah.
That a father loved his make-believe son into reality, you know?
Well, I got another clip here I think you guys might enjoy. It's Alex Jones and Joe Rogan talking about geoengineering and weather modification.
You know, I mean, I believe that it's possible. I believe if they're willing to blow up Hiroshima and Nagasaki the way they did, why wouldn't they come up with something like that? You know.
Well, believe me, the NSA will be watching this later. Joe, what do you want to say hi to them?
I want to say I'm a true patriot. I pay my taxes. Leave me alone, please. What are you going to say? You know, I mean, the real problem is that we're moving in a certain direction, and we've been moving in this direction for a long time in this society, and in virtually every society that's ever existed. Every society that has incredible power eventually winds up going into corruption and falling apart. Every empire collapses, and it's because of corruption.
Exactly, but this scientific dictatorship admits in their public documents that they've studied all of that, and they've built a scientific dictatorship so people can't get out of it. Joe, I have hundreds. I always, you know, we joke about documents, but I have hundreds of documents, textbooks, government books and reports, UN documents, Pentagon documents. This was written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, and it was written by one of Bush's advisors, Bush Sr., Paul R. Ehrlich. This calls for putting sterilants in the water to sterilize people, the vaccines, poisoning us, world population reductions of 80%. It is real, and a lot of people can rationalize and say, yeah, there are too many people, instead of understanding, wait, I'm under attack too. They are attacking us, and this guy recently declassified chemtrails, and it made almost no news, and said, yeah, we've been spraying with barium salts and aluminum dioxide. What do you say to that?
What is the chemtrails? What's the purpose of the chemtrails? Is it weather control experiments?
Yes. He says geoengineering or terraforming to save us from global warming.
There's certainly a difference.
Okay, guys. Comments on chemtrails, vaccine, sterilization, or the collapse of our civilization because of corruption. Anyone?
I got mine on layaway.
Boobard.
You know, chemtrails are very disturbing.
It's power that corrupts, not the corruption in the power.
Has anyone done any research on chemtrails?
A little bit, but not much. I am in possession of some documents from the 80s that talk about the military knowing about it then and using it.
Is that right?
The thing that Hawk brings up is very, very important, because there are a lot of chemicals that are naturally in jet fuel that are coming out in these chemtrails. The only problem is there's additional chemicals that are coming out on top of that, and it's much, much more.
Right.
So, yeah, they're there, but, you know, it's like just a little bit of arsenic in the ground gets mixed in with the stuff, and it's not going to kill you. But if you up that a little bit and you're gone, it's kind of like that. As far as the vaccinations, I think it's the biggest scam ever, because vaccines are just there's more damage than anything else. In fact, my brother was forced basically by his doctor to take a flu shot.
Oh,
and it basically killed him.
Mm-hmm. Did it?
He was dead 3 days later when I was in Florida. It killed him.
How old was
he?
Your
was
brother?
Fine.
How old was he?
He was 55. He was 55.
Gosh, and he died 3 days after a flu shot.
Yep.
And to prove, in fact, more people die from the flu shot than do the flu.
You can go back into YouTube if you want, and you can check out 1976, the swine flu. Now, I was born in 1950, so I remember it well. I didn't get a flu shot, but a lot of people did. There was more people, and it's documented. It's even on the TV, on the YouTubes. More people died from taking the flu shot, the swine flu, than from the swine flu itself. Now, what does that tell you? You know, it's just not they're just not telling you the truth. And the stuff that's in these shots is just it's ruining our kids. I think we got 11 to 15 shots when by the time they got through high school. Now they're getting 39. God, they're overloading these kids.
It's up to 69 now.
69, well.
Yeah, it's 69 now.
We had 15.
You know, it's like the doctors don't believe our creator and our body can handle anything that is put in front of it. The doctors seem that they know everything. Even though they're practicing, they seem to know more than the body knows. And this body was created to ward off anything. The skin is a wonderful protector. We do not
need are part of nature. We have everything we need to survive.
Exactly. I come from a drug dealing family, pharmacists and detail men from pharmaceuticals, and every bit of what they make is nothing but poison. I cannot find anything.
What this does is pull you away from source.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, not only that, the pharmaceutical companies tell the doctors what to use and how to use it. The doctors don't have a clue. They get the drug, say, okay, this is used for this. That's what I learned in medical school.
Jerry, it's not the pharmaceuticals. It's the insurance companies that tell them.
Well, it's not.
And they know nothing about medical.
No, they're just taking orders though for what to use for what conditions is what I'm trying to say.
You know,
if you have high cholesterol and your brain's mostly cholesterol, you know, they it's over. It used to be 240, now it's 200. Then they're going to put you on statins. The doctors are told which drugs to use. Is all I'm saying. And it's not even an issue. It isn't an issue. It's a phony issue. Just like most of the stuff is phony. Like we were just talking about the fibromyalgia. If you go into take an HPO treatment, hyperbaric oxygen, force all that blood with the oxygen into your capillaries and your body where it doesn't normally get to, you'll be fine. In fact, you'll feel the best you've felt in years. We have natural things that people can do for good health without any negative side effects. I don't buy anything they tell me. Doctors told my parents to take me home at 12 years old because I get hit in the neck with a baseball bat and it swelled my neck up. Take him home. He'll be dead by morning. He'll go around his neck and choke him to death. I was alive the next day. They took me to a family doctor. He looked at me. He took a little scalpel and he just, a little cut in my neck and just squished the blood. It was just blood in my neck, and that was it. Now, you know, if that's not irresponsible, I don't know what is.
You know, the one thing that
you have to learn to take care of yourself.
Right.
The one thing that Matt Painter said that was so good is we have everything we need in our bodies, and there's this movement towards transhumanism, merging us with machines. And it's actually a form of dehumanization, and I want you guys to hear this.
Well,
physically.
See, I see no reason for your body to be invaded by machines because the technology and the growth of technology, within a few years, that would be obsolete.
Right.
Oh, that's a great point. You're going to put something that's going to be obsolete in no time.
There are certain things that, we need doctors for certain things. There's some brilliant surgeons out there. There's some great naturopathic doctors. There's not a lot of them, but there's some of them that are really good, and they do a lot of good things. I'm not down on all doctors. I'm down on the system.
Mm-hmm.
They treat us like cats.
Well, let me play this clip. This is a physicist named Richard Seed, who is a transhumanist. And he's talking about becoming gods. I want you to hear how crazy this is.
And by the way, it's not nice people that run it. It's an artificial system like fractional reserve banking and derivatives and high-frequency trading meant to scam you and in the free market as we know it, and create a monopoly. One system, one unified, hellish collective with engineered food, water, everything. I mean, it's just a whole new world.
The globalists want to be God. They want to control the universe. Human cloning researcher Richard Seed, he says, when the shift hits the fan, I will be God. And that's what Ray Kurzweil, all of them say. We're doing this. You're not going to stop us. And we're basically, you're going to become one of us if we even let you, or we'll sit on you like a bug. Here he is saying, I will be God. I will be God.
We're going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, I'm going to have big trouble. Then we'll have warfare.
I mean, this is who these people are. You interfere with me becoming God, you're going to have big problems. You're going to have warfare. You know, people on.
Anyway, I just thought I would share that with the group. Any comments? That's so over the top, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. I'm going to be God.
Excuse me. It's the eye on top of the pyramid, guys. And in a fractal universe, you can't have such a cancer. But, yeah, it's the evil eye.
You have to have that cancer. I mean, we are a dualistical reality. We do live off of yin and yang, you know, regardless.
But these are the people that are in charge.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, it's played fair.
They're megalomaniacal. I don't even know what to say. I mean, the next thing to come out is this Google brain implant, where they're gonna drill a hole in your skull and insert a chip into your brain. Anyone want to volunteer? Not me.
Actually, the test that they were doing, because they were first doing it with epileptics and things like that to try to get them out of the seizures, that their brain is in constant change. It's just like Ahmad said, it becomes obsolete because we are that bigger of a synopsis, I guess. If we're one community brain kind of thing, it can only influence, it can't take over. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I believe in a universal consciousness, but I don't believe it controls each individual.
Right.
I do believe there is a consciousness out there that it does control everything, but we're all part of that consciousness.
Right.
But each individual has the free will of belief and how to use that belief with intent. And there's a lot surrendering right now.
This is that yin and yang, and mm-hmm. instead of it being stable, it kind of wobbles from one end to the other. At one period in time, the lighter side is up, and at some periods of time, the darker end is up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're coming to the end of the darker end of it, and it's going to head back towards the light, and we're here to see that it ends at the light.
That's a good,
right.
I like that. I hope that's true. And I think it's so important that we continue to have these discussions to increase awareness and to clarify our own thoughts on these. Because this guy, Richard Seed, I mean, he needs counseling or something.
He has a disease of the soul. It's not just a mental disease. That's a disease of the soul.
You know, I hate to get out there on the limb. I'm usually pretty down to earth on things, but I must say that there's something going on there that I believe that there's some type of artificial intelligence going on right now that they're taking their lead from. Not
that
completely.
I don't doubt. There's been a lot of reports.
Because I'm telling you, I'm seeing things to me that a 12-year-old is going to say, what?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
A machine might make a decision like that, but a human, I don't think so. I just think that eventually they want to turn this whole planet over to artificial intelligence, and I think that's what they're doing. They're taking some of the lead from an artificial intelligence. It's just my take.
Who's that guy, Beagle or something like that, that was supposed to be part of the Philadelphia experiment, said he went into the future and everything's ruled by a machine.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And there's been reports coming out that certain machines have taken on what they consider consciousness.
Well, it's like the Star Wars.
They're far and few in between, but they are around.
They tried to say that Star Wars, they gave it up and didn't do it. And Bob Chapman just died at 76 years old here last year. He was a part of that, and he said they did do it. It's been up there for years. Now, that was years ago.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. Now,
all I'm saying is that there's somebody or something making decisions that aren't for humanity, is the way I'm seeing it.
That's about right.
I mean, you know, we work with machines and the plants. You know, I actually worked a robot machine, set it up, and was working with it, spot welding fenders and stuff. You know, they can be a good tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to run in your life.
I think if we just give all of our money to the televangelists that everything's going to be okay, right? I'm just kidding.
I heard a rumor about that, Mark. You want to hear that? Hear that rumor?
Sure, go ahead.
When you die and go to hell, you can't get near the fire. There's too many preachers in the way.
Good one. Good
one. I'm gonna play just about a minute of this clip with Kenneth that talks about Kenneth Copeland, and I'm probably gonna hang up real quick. It's been a real pleasure talking to you guys. Listen to this; you'll get a kick out of this.
Every year, televangelists attract more than believers. They draw hundreds of millions of dollars from all around the world. All of it is tax exempt, but should it be? Senator Charles Grassley is investigating six top TV preachers. And tonight, our chief investigative correspondent, Armin Katayan, has a hard look at one of them, Kenneth Copeland, the so-called godfather of prosperity gospel.
To live in the Garden of Eden, hallelujah!
In one TV sermon after another,
somebody shout amen!
Kenneth Copeland and wife Gloria implore viewers to sow the seeds of their faith by following God's word and donating dollars, promising a hundredfold return in happiness and wealth.
It's a bottom line business.
This former ministry employee who feared being identified answered hundreds of prayer requests a day, most sent in with donations, before quitting, feeling betrayed by Copeland's gospel of prosperity.
I receive it!
He is the recipient of the prosperity message.
So when he's preaching health and wealth,
he's filling that bottom line on his business.
That's why Senate investigators are digging into whether ministry resources are being diverted into an array of for-profit companies tied to the Copelands. Cattle, horses, aviation, real estate development, and gas and oil wells, to name but a few.
Anyway, he just bought a $20 million Learjet. And I want to thank all you guys. I want to thank you, Matt Painter. It's been a joy speaking with you guys. I'd like to hear. I'll listen on Studio A and get your comments. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Nice talking with you.